And you don't have to look in any special place to find a seed cell. You can find that just about
anywhere.
What do you call the trenches cut by a plow? If you have a good yield, you'd say we raised a big
crop.
If you got rid of all the brush and the trees on the land, you'd say you did what?
Cleared it.
The second cutting of clover or grass, what would you call that?
I really can't think now.
Well, do you know what you call that old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the springtime?
Took the stubble off.
The wheat is tied up into a
nobody can't think.
You know that sound bringing in the thing that can't. The bundles or sheaves are tied into a, you said this a while ago too, what do you pile them up into?
Sharp.
And if you raised 40 blank of wheat to an acre, 40?
Bushel.
What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Get the thrash it.
Okay. You say oats. Oats are?
Thrash.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, he'd say, 2 miles is, as much as he could go. What's another way of saying as much as? 2 miles is it?
2 furlongs, 2 runs.
Well, what would you say for as much as? 2 miles is, he could go.
Okay.
If something belongs to me, you'd say it's
yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's
ours.
And if it belongs to them, you'd say it's
theirs.
To him?
His.
And to her?
Her.
People have been to visit you and they're just about to leave and you say to them this word, come back again. What would you say? You shout out to them. Come back again.
Y'all come back. Is that what you want?
Yeah, say to you.
Y'all come back. Just say it.